that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got to you.
All right, I feel nice like sugar and spice. That's because I have one of the best doctors on the planet. This is a guy who makes sure I don't feel much pain, Dr. Dennis Patton. He's an assistant professor, associate professor, a professor of anesthesiology at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. He also runs the innovative cancer treatment center they have over there. Dr. Patton, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for inviting me, and thanks for everything you do for the listeners in South Florida. Talking about Sylvester, and especially our Center of Excellence Award. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Hey, it's my absolute pleasure, and I got to tell you, if it wasn't for you, I'd be in pain constantly. So let's talk a little bit about what pain management is, because I got it confused for a while with rehab medicine, pain management, and then let's talk about some of your cutting-edge cancer stuff you're doing.
Great, Jim. Thanks for asking. Well, the first question might be, what's pain? Well, it's whatever a patient says it is, and in a cancer setting, it's often associated with what the cancer is doing to the body. And it's the responsibility of the oncologist to treat the cancer. That might be with surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. And then it's our responsibility to help the patient along the way with all sorts of ways to make them feel better.
So then somebody has cancer discovered, it's treated, it's removed as best as possible, it's been irradiated, then they're going to give the person chemotherapy or some other treatment, and each one of those steps is, I'll just be nice, sort of uncomfortable.
That's right. There can be procedural discomfort with those steps, and unfortunately, some of those treatments actually have their own pains that they cause, pain syndrome, say after surgery or after chemo. But that's fine, because we have solutions to all those problems.
Well, now, I've got my executive coach here who just talked to me about mindfulness can help pain management, and in fact it can. And we've had Dr. Ashwin Mehta, who's part of Dr. Patton's team with certain patients, and he does integrative medicine. But today we're talking about what this guy does, Noe.
Okay. So we practice in an integrated setting, and it's called the Cancer Support Services. Psychosocial oncology, integrative medicine, cancer rehabilitation, and in our specialty, my specialty, what I have an interest in and or expertise in is cancer pain management. So we evaluate patients. We ask them how they're doing. We, you know, obviously look at their medical record, evaluate them, and then come up with a plan. This particular patient might need medication, various types of medication. They might need other specialty consultations. They might need special nerve blocks we do, perhaps under a CAT scan guidance or X-ray. Or the patients might benefit from some special things that I do, such as intrathecal drug delivery, where we actually put medications into the spinal canal. Very exciting there, and we're very cutting edge in that.
Yeah, in fact, you know, I had a situation over the holidays, over the Christmas holidays, and you came blasting into my room all happy that it was me that you were going to get the chance to put the big needle in. And what you did was one of those things in the spinal cord thing, isn't it?
That's right. I might say you did not have cancer-related pain.
No, thank God, Yes, that's right.
But you still benefited from our therapy, a particular type of injection into, I think it was the sacroiliac joint, and that made you a lot better. And I think that's a good thing to mention, that just because a patient has cancer doesn't mean they have cancer-related pain. Cancer patients can still have migraine headaches and herniated discs and, you know, other things that need treatment as well.
So then you have got an array of different treatments, medications that you put together to help manage the person's pain so that they can continue on with their cancer treatment and get to the finish line recovery.
That's right. And especially for clinical trials, patients have to do particularly well to be participants in clinical trials, and pain, unrelieved pain, can exclude patients from clinical trials. So we'll often get referrals from some of the oncologists who manage their pain. I'll give you an example. Somebody with pancreatic cancer, a patient with pancreatic cancer, they're often on opioids, narcotics, morphine-like medications. Those have side effects, constipation, et cetera. And we'll put one of these devices called intrathecal drug delivery systems with a little catheter or tube in the spinal canal, up pretty high, up in the upper thoracic spine, giving little doses of local anesthetic and an opioid, and we can essentially completely relieve somebody's pain. And they have a little remote control. They can press a button, and when they have pain, press the button and relieve it, just like going to the hospital and having an operation and pressing the PCA button after the operation. We can do the same thing for cancer pain.
It sounds to me like this is the definition of what Dean Goldschmidt talks about all the time, which is the integrative process of management, where the oncologist is on your team with the integrative specialist and perhaps some psychology people. It sounds to me like you're a key member of one of those big teams.
Oh, absolutely. And just like the real estate agents say, location, location, and location, my clinic is right there. One day a week in the surgical oncology clinic at Sylvester, another day of the week at the hematology oncology clinic, and just the interaction with the other specialists there. They'll have a patient, hey, do you mind seeing this person? No, send them. You're not going to get that anywhere else in South Florida.
It's amazing. And then you can also help because you've got a specialty and expertise that really can help you identify a problem that may go undiagnosed or misdiagnosed even.
Yes, yes. There's no substitute for, gray hair, a little expertise, experience, and some out-of-the-box thinking. I must say that the university encourages that out-of-the-box thinking, and we've done a number of things that haven't been done before, and we published them, and we're doing pretty good.
Well, the one thing that I hope is really coming across in the interview is perhaps to me what the most important thing about pain management is, and that's that you deliver all of this with a sense of humor, and that's to me one of the most important parts of the whole thing.
Did I tell you a joke?
You can, if you want. We
no,
got a
no,
minute.
I'm not nearly as funny as you.
No, you don't have to tell me a joke. But what it is it's really the way that you pace your voice, the feeling that you get. Let's face it, pain management isn't exactly a place where a lot of people are going to have a lot of smiley emojis all over the place.
Oh, I see.
And so
what's really important is giving patients hope. And I truly mean that when I interact with a patient. We can help them. There's so many ways to help them. And I like saying that. I can help you. I'm glad you're here. And people feel better when they leave the clinic and really we haven't done anything for them yet other than talk to them and told them all their options. And I do feel hope. And hope, you need hope when you have cancer.
Oh, God bless you, Dr. Patton. We have to have you back on again. We've got to go. How do people find you if they have pain and they need relief?
Great. Thanks for asking. It's you just call one of the main university numbers, 243, area code 305, 243-1000, or specifically my office, 305-243-9369, and we schedule a patient appointment right away. No waiting.
No, you're terrific. Doctor, I'm going to be texting you or emailing you or calling next week. I've got to get a follow-up on everything, but we're going to not do the personal stuff today. Personally, all I want to do is say thank you for me and all the patients that you're just not going to get the thank you from. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on your show. Good night.
Good night. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about Villa. I'll get it right by the time we come back. Back after this.